This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, خَيْرُ الْعَمَلِ مَا دِيمَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنْ قَلْ. The best of deeds, the one that is consistent, even if it is a little. So let's get used to this. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would definitely be able to earn the blessings that Allah has kept in the consistency. Like I said, if he has said this, he knows why he is saying it. How much Quran are you going to read? Please do half a page a day. Please do a quarter page a day, but do it every day. How much extra prayer are you going to be engaging in? Sunnah and Nafil. Many of us do the farad and we walk off saying that, well, that's what I have to do, the compulsory bit. What about the extra voluntary bit? At least choose one or two of the prayers where you can do the voluntary bit as well. Fajr being the most important one, which we should try our best never to miss. May Allah Almighty protect us. And if we get ourselves used to these things, and we do these beautiful deeds, even if they're little, consistently, then alhamdulillah, we will become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to address the matter of clothing as well. Sometimes we don't realize that we're clothed in such a beautiful way that would be pleasing to Allah Almighty one day, and the next day we're dressed in a way that would be pleasing to shaitan. Sorry to say that, but it's happening. Rather, we maintain a consistency throughout and we dress in an appropriate way every day, in such a way that if I were to die suddenly in a crash or some circumstances, or just drop dead, it's happening to so many people, I would be in a condition that is pleasant. I would have been trying. I would have had this beautiful consistency. So we thank Allah for giving us an opportunity to share these words of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his advice, and the words of the Quran as well. When we utter words, Allah says, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Tell my worshippers to say that which is the best. Surah Al-Hujurat warns us about belittling people, mocking at them, calling them bad names, making life difficult for people in that particular way, hurting their hearts. So if we get used to smiling, addressing people respectfully, it might seem like a small thing, but in the eyes of Allah, it's massive, it's major. Allah will give you a great reward when you do it, and there is a great punishment when you do the opposite. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, let's develop a link with Allah. Let's continue, even outside of Ramadan, throughout the year, let's continue to do deeds a little. You might have been reading more in Ramadan, which is correct. You will read less, perhaps, outside of Ramadan, but be consistent. If you want, you do a page a day, 2 pages a day, keep it going. Your adhkar, keep them going. Whatever you're doing, keep it going. If you're sitting and reading books to your children or something beneficial or an activity, keep it going. That consistency is what is very blessed. And Allah Almighty will grant us the blessings of this world and the next. May Allah help us to do good deeds, and may Allah help us to maintain the consistency.